From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. remains cautious about a Syrian ceasefire. President Obama Wednesday said he remains cautious about raising expectations about the pending ceasefire, adding the situation on the ground remains difficult.
If over the next several weeks we can see some lessening of the violence that's been racking that country, then that provides us a basis to build a longer-term ceasefire, both in the north and the south, and allows us to move forward on the political transition that ultimately is going to be necessary to bring an end to the civil war in Syria.
The U.S.-Russian orchestrated cessation of hostilities reached this week is set to go into effect midnight Friday. It does not include militant groups such as Islamic State or Nusra Front. President Bashar al-Assad said he'll support the truce, but the main opposition group, the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee, has yet to formally endorse it. Salim El-Meslid is a spokesman.
Things were positive here. We look really optimistic to this agreement, but we still have a few question marks here and there because the agreement did not really mention the HNC as a partner there, and it mentions the government of the Syrian Arab Republic.
The HNC has said its participation is contingent on delivery of humanitarian aid and an end to sieges and airstrikes against civilians. The latest results from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou maintaining his lead. The Electoral Commission said Wednesday Mr. Issoufou has about 37% of the vote. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou is in second with 22%, followed by Seni Oumaru with 14%. On Tuesday, a coalition of opposition parties rejected the official tallies as fraudulent. This is VOA News. Campaigning is underway in Iran ahead of Friday's elections for parliament and the Assembly of Experts, an influential body of clerics set to elect the country's next supreme leader. The elections will be the first since last July's international nuclear agreement and pits moderates behind President Hassan Rouhani against more conservative candidates. The results could be seen as an indication of the future course that Iranians wanted to see the country take. The family of Bakr Namazi said Wednesday he has been jailed by Iranian authorities. His son, Samazi, a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen, has been incarcerated in Iran since October. His father's arrest is said to have occurred Monday in Tehran. At a Senate hearing Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry acknowledged he is aware of the case.
I'm very familiar with this, and I am engaged on it specifically, but I am not permitted, due to privacy reasons, to go into details here.
Iran is believed to be holding several others of dual nationalities captive. No charges have been made public in this latest case. Several Americans were freed in a swap in January. European Council President Donald Tusk told the European Parliament Wednesday a leave vote in the June 23rd British referendum on European Union membership would be a significant development for the continent's future.
The European Union will respect the decision of the British people. If the majority votes to leave, that is what will happen. It will change Europe forever. And it will be a change for the worse. Of course, this is my personal opinion. Prime Minister Cameron said in the House of Commons on Monday that now is not the time to split the West. I couldn't agree more.
Tusk said there would be no second chance if Britain voted to exit the Union, an apparent response to suggestions of a possible court reversal of the plan raised by supporters of the so-called Leave campaign. Hungary's prime minister has called for a national referendum on the European Union's mandatory quotas for migrants and refugees. Speaking in Parliament Wednesday, Viktor Orban repeated that Brussels has no right to redraw Europe's cultural and religious identity, adding that introducing resettlement quotas without voter approval equals, quote, an abuse of power. Former longtime Burkinabe leader Blaise Compaoré has been granted citizenship in Ivory Coast, where he fled in October 2014 following a popular uprising against his 27-year rule. The move appears to block any hope of his extradition to Burkina Faso, where an arrest warrant is pending in the unsolved murder case of former President Thomas Sankara. Asian shares fell in Thursday trading on the eve of a G20 summit in Shanghai. The International Monetary Fund Wednesday warned the global economy is highly vulnerable, saying growth is slowing and could be adversely impacted by continued market turbulence. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.